In early January of last year, the city of Troy began losing 8 million gallons of water. A 33-inch, then 110-year-old water line in Lansingburg burst, affecting not only customers in Troy, but in 9 communities across 3 counties. Work began to replace a section of the line in March of this year. Just over 4 months later, the work is complete. Troy Mayor Patrick Madden.
We have since, in this project that we just completed this week, we've replaced just shy of a mile of that old 110-year-old steel pipe. So, and in doing it, we also created some new pathways, so we have redundancy in our system now. So if a line goes down, we have other ways to route water to all of our customers.
When the original pipe ruptured, it took weeks to repair. The new 36-inch ductile iron pipeline comes with the welcome addition of modern technology. Troy Superintendent of Public Utilities Chris Wieland recently explained to WAMC that after the pipe broke, it was impossible to repair it with a section of new pipe and what are called repair clamps. That's because the old pipe was made from riveted steel, and you can't simply clamp on a new section without causing leaks.
The only way to repair the riveted steel main was to actually weld to it. We had to grind the rivets off and weld to it, and that's what took the repair so long.
While the numbers are not final yet, Madden estimated the cost of the replacement at $3.4 million. The city got financial help from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation.
We qualified for a 60% grant and a 40% loan. The loan is zero interest, so it made it very affordable for us to undertake this.
Madden said the grant will come in around $2 million and the loan about $1.4 million. But the mayor says when the weakest link in the system is fixed, a new link becomes the weakest one.
We do have a plan for replacement in certain areas. Same on our sewer lines. You know, we're looking at where they're weakest, where they break down most, where they're oldest, and putting together plans to address these as well.
Aging Troy infrastructure was recently blamed for sewage overflows into the Hudson during heavy rains. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.